that. Good morning. Got a sunny sky. We're at 5 above right now. It is Wednesday, January 14th, and once a month, I get a chance to talk with this lady, Colette Barton, as we go on our little journey here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a journey.
It is a journey. And how are you? Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
How did the holidays go for you?
Fantastic. Good. I love the holidays. You know, there's just the lights and the... And actually, in the craziness and chaos for me, there is a calm because I've chosen for there to be one. So right. Yeah.
You found it though. Sometimes you got to work to find it with everything going on. Which is kind of what I wanted to bring up to you today with the craziness that is going on seemingly by the day. How does this affect us too? Because that there is a certain form of grief. There is a certain form of stress that goes along with this. What we're seeing in the world, what we're seeing in our country, what we're seeing everywhere. How do we deal with it? How do we process this, Colette Barton?
Big question. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. You know, we sometimes equate that we're grieving only if we've experienced the death of someone or a pet or, you know. But we grieve. If you stop and actually intentionally think about the things that you've grieved in your life, in the losses of things. And, you know, sometimes those things can be in our own home and within ourselves. Sometimes we witness losses and it affects us because we're collectively a human race or, you know, in our community. Like we can have a tragic loss of someone in our community and you may not have known that person, but you can internalize the circumstances to be like experiencing that grief and that loss. So there's definitely, you know, the world that we live in today and what we are seeing on our media outlets, on, you know, social media, those kinds of things can cause us to have those feelings of grief because what we knew or what we thought we knew is either not or has been tainted in some way.
Yeah.
And so we begin to experience grieving. And I think that is true that there are folks, I've had some conversations with folks, and I think there definitely are people who are experiencing the grief of what was and what they thought and kind of bewilderment of what they're perceiving to be true. I mean, and right. Questioning that. And all of those things happen in grief. Those are components of the things that we experience in grieving. When we lose our loved ones, it transforms and changes in our world. We're, you know, now what? That is a big question. Now what?
Yeah.
What do I do now? And not just intangible things like how do I navigate paying the bills or how do I navigate watching my child's friends reach their milestones in life and my child isn't here to do that. Oh. Or my mom was my go-to, so how do I navigate life when my mom or my dad isn't here anymore? So, you know, again, it's the now what. And so I think there's a lot of now what.
Can it be kind of a loss of innocence thing or a loss of ideals, too, that we grapple with, that a lot of people grapple with in terms of, like, national events or even local events or regional?
Absolutely. I mean, for those that were here when...
A part of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you think back to, in our own communities, when we experienced the flood of 97.
Yes.
And people had great loss and, you know, just the catastrophic magnitude of that. And so, again, finding the way through that to process, how do we go forward? What's next?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we have to, I call it cocoon in. Sometimes we have to not isolate ourselves so that we're not, you know, engaging with anyone, but we have to put up protections that allow us to be able to process where we're standing. I would say honor where you stand, to be able to process what's coming at you and take it in as you can take it in. Otherwise, it can get so overwhelming that you can become almost paralyzed by it. So same thing, you know, as events are unfolding and people are feeling overwhelmed or, you know, very conflicting or just sad, it's okay to pause and just say, I need to maybe take a break.
Hit the reset.
Mm-hmm. And just allow myself the time that I need to get my bearings back, get my legs back underneath me.
Right. Good stuff. See, you walked in here and it's like, what are we going to talk about today? We always find something.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that's important is that we find that time for restoration and to allow ourselves to take that pause and to feel that restoration of getting ourselves back centered to be able to navigate whatever it is that's coming forward toward us.
Right. Without a doubt. Good stuff. Good information. Colette Barton, always great to talk with you, my friend.
Fantastic to talk to you.
Look forward again. Happy New Year. We'll talk again in February, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.